Why is the message of Fatima so important to everybody on this planet?
Because we have two choices, every man, woman, and child, whether they believe in Fatima or not, whether they believe in God or not, we have every man, woman, and child is faced with an ultimatum. Either enough people listen to Fatima and obey, particularly the Pope and the bishops doing their part to consecrate Russia, or the whole world is enslaved by militant atheistic people, such as whether you call them communists or secular humanists or whatever other title you want to give them, with the New World Order, One World Religion, the Antichrist, or something like that. Or we have peace and prosperity for all mankind.
Can you predict which way we will go?
Our Lady says, in the end, my Immaculate Heart will triumph. The Holy Father will consecrate Russia to me. Russia will be converted, and a period of peace will be given to mankind. The question I don't know the answer to is this. Will some estimate several billion people be wiped off the face of the earth in this annihilation of nations Our Lady predicts because we didn't listen in time? Or will we listen in time?
Well, I've got to tell you, though, Father, I have been on plane flights, and I've always gotten to my destination. But there have been some flights that have been what we call white-knuckle flights, where it's been a bumpy ride all the way.
Yes.
So though you are saying that she is saying that in the end it will triumph and good will triumph over evil,
yes,
what kind of a ride is it going to be getting there?
Well, the second question is how many people will survive the ride? Because not all of us, if we don't listen in time, then it's estimated, I think that, if I'm not mistaken, I don't want to put words in Malachi's mouth at this point, but I believe he said at one point that, you know, that his boss at that time was Cardinal Bea, who showed him the secret, was quite scandalized that the Pope would not reveal the secret because it was putting at risk several billion people for not revealing the secret to the faithful.
Several billion people.
Yes.
The population right now is 6 billion. You're saying it could drop down to 4?
It could drop down to 4. It could be a little less.
There are some, though, Father Gruner, who would like to see the population of this planet dropped.
Well, in fact, and they estimate, these people that they have this monument, they want to see the population drop to just 500 million. They want 9/10 of the world's population to be wiped out. They are, of course, estimating that they will be the ones that survive. However,
exactly.
That's not what they think is going to happen is not going to happen. They're not going to be saved in this thing, because it will be, when Our Lady's victory is, the people who are planning to wipe out 5.5 billion people in the world are not the kind of people God's going to want to save on the earth, face of the earth.
So do you believe that this may be part of the plan? Massive world population reduction, control, one world government, that this is what it's all focusing in on? And maybe the message of Fatima was trying to say that without being direct about it?
Well, you know that Mr. Lenin said, I don't care if 3/4 of the world perishes as long as the last quarter of the world is communist.
Mm-hmm. Well.
And so that's the kind of thinking. You know, it's hard for me and good people, you know, such as yourself, to fathom this kind of thinking. To have to, you know, Robespierre, who wanted to wipe out 10 million Frenchmen at the time of the French Revolution, to have them guillotined. I mean, this is satanic, diabolical mindset. But there are people who think like that. They even have a monument in this place in Georgia. It's also in my book, The Fatima Priest. There's a picture of it, which says they want to have the world's population reduced to 500 million people.
Georgia being our state or Georgia being in Russia?
No, Georgia being the state of Georgia on the Highway 77. And if I can find that book, and I have it around here with me, 1 second.
All right.
It's a monument which is put up, and I'll even quote.
Well, we're going to have phone lines opened up next hour. If anybody in Georgia knows of where that one is, they can call in on that and tell us indeed.
Here it is right here.
All right.
It's in Elberton, Georgia. It's on concrete. It's in granite monument, 8 languages. It's in, here's what it says, the first of 10 rules. Maintain humanity under 500 million people in perpetual balance with nature. That's a positive way of saying we want to kill 5.5 billion people.
Yeah, that's a nice way of putting it, right?
Yes.
Nice. That's incredible. So you do believe, then, that there is a devil out there doing these dastardly things?
Well, I you know, Maliki Martin mentioned on this program in 1998 that, you know, he, of course, has done, he wrote books on the Hostage to the Devil, and
sure.
Art Bell was talking about them, and he has done exorcisms. And he said, of course, once you do an exorcism, it changes your life. I was part of a team of five priests working on an exorcism, and the devil's real. I mean, it's, you know, something you speak to him in English, and or speak to him in Italian or whatever language, he understands whatever.
So no question in your mind that this evil thing that we call the devil does exist.
Absolutely.
Now, that's interesting. If you take the D-A out of devil, you've got evil.
That's right.
This is kind of upsetting to people. Is there anything that can be done to stop it? I mean, it's almost as if it's a snowball rolling down a hill, Father, and that there's nothing you can do until it hits the bottom.
Well, Our Lady gives us everyone has very simple steps they can do in their own possession. They can start today. They can start right now. They can say three Hail Marys. If they don't know how to say the Hail Mary, they can call our 800 number and ask for the
pamphlet. Yeah, but not everybody's Catholic, and nor should everybody be Catholic.
Well, even Protestants saying the three Hail Marys have told us of benefits they receive. So they don't have to be Catholic to say the Hail Mary.
What would be the significance, though? So they say that. Why can't they just, within their heart, be good, say good, and accomplish the same thing?
Well, Christian religions, of course, in the Old Testament, the first chapter of Genesis, or the third chapter, actually, is about the fall of Adam and Eve, and it's called original sin, and that people cannot be good by their own strength alone. We can do a lot of good things, but we can't keep all the commandments of God all the time without asking for God's help, without asking for his grace, and that's what we call prayer.
But can't you pray from the heart? Does it have to be something that is orchestrated with specific words?
Certainly praying from the heart is a beautiful thing and should be done. But if people don't know where to start, you're talking about people say, well, it's impossible, I can't do anything. I'm saying, well, here's something. A Hail Mary takes 12 seconds to say. It's something they can do, and they don't have to wait for permission from the Pope, the Bishop, their priest, their next-door neighbor, anybody. They don't even have to say anything out loud. They do this in the privacy of their home or in the privacy of their room. It's something that every little bit helps.
So it may not save the planet, but it might save them, huh?
That's right.